KNBR Tonight continues with your host, Ryan Covey.
Ron shifts over. Now, with blockers in front, and another touchdown for the Colts. It's two for two on these nearly flawless drives for Indianapolis.
Man, the Indianapolis Colts, they're playing some great football right now, and when they were rolling into Texas last week to take on the Texans, we're thinking, okay, you got the upstart Deshaun Watson, exciting young football player. He's had a great year coming off the injury his rookie year, which, by the way, remember when he was lighting up the NFL's rookie year before he got hurt? And the Texans playing at home. You got J.J. Watt. You got Jadeveon Clowney. You got that front. And you're thinking, okay, you could see a scenario where Deshaun Watson takes that next step, comes anew, but you know, when it comes down to NFL playoff games, first thing I want to talk about, who are the quarterbacks? Who's going head up? Because at some point, a quarterback's going to need to make a big-time throw. Big third down conversion, big play in the red zone, whatever. On the final drive, perhaps. And when I looked at that matchup, I said Andrew Luck or I said Deshaun Watson. I'm sorry, I'm going neckbeard. I'm going Andrew Luck every time. And last week, Andrew Luck showed us that he's got some of his boys with him. That Colts defense, they were physical. They disrupted what the Houston Texans were doing offensively. I mean, Deshaun Watson, you knew that he was in over his skis when they were down 21-7 and he's celebrating a first down run. Like, really? You're down 14 at home. You've got 7 points on the board in 3-plus quarters and you're celebrating a first down? Like, you're in trouble, my man. And how about Marlon Miggity, Miggity, Miggity Mac? He had a little bit of an injury this year, and so he missed a couple of games. But in the second half of the season, I mean, really, he's on that short list of, like, top runners. I mean, Derrick Henry had a terrific finish to the season. There were a couple of guys that got really hot down the stretch. But, I mean, Marlon Mack, week in and week out, the production was there. He can catch the rock out of the backfield. And so, you know, the Colts are feeling great. And that's why this weekend's awesome, because you got teams that just won last week. You got home teams with first-round buys that have been sitting around for a week. And we'll talk to Drew Bennett in just a few minutes, of course, former NFL wide receiver, about the divisional round and the games coming up this weekend. But the Kansas City Chiefs, their playoff history, shall we say, is a little checkered, right? Andy Reid never won the big one. We know that about Andy Reid. He's a lovely man. He's a brilliant offensive mind. I enjoy him. I do. And when it comes to, like, elite offensive production at the NFL level, really, you just, like, when you're trying to go up these coaching trees and find, you know, where they come from and the offensive philosophies, I mean, really, it all goes back to Bill Walsh. You know, it really does. It just goes back to Bill Walsh. A lot of it defensively goes to, like, Bill Parcells and the New York Giants. Offensively, it basically all goes through Bill Walsh. And, of course, Andy Reid, one of those disciples. And we know that Andy Reid wins a lot in the regular season. We know that Andy Reid likes to tinker come playoff and get away from the things that made him successful in the regular season. Now, has he learned from his past, we'll call them transgressions, I guess, failures? I mean, L's? I mean, they're losses. They're losses. Yeah. We shall see. Now, Pat Mahomes, is he a different kind of cat? Is he wired differently? Problem with Pat Mahomes is he don't play on the D-line, he don't play in the linebacking core, and he don't play in the secondary. That Chiefs defense is suspect. Remember that composite sketch of the Unabomber back in the day? Like, he was the suspect, you know? Like, you could have, like, a composite sketch of the Kansas City defense in their rankings this year. Like, that really tells the story of this game. So could I see Andrew Luck and the Colts going into Kansas City and beating the Chiefs? Oh, hell yeah. Absolutely. Am I ready to pick the Colts? I don't know. What do you guys got? Marcus, we'll start with you. Who do you got this weekend, Colts or Chiefs?
You know, I'm right there with you. I like the Colts, and I'd like them a lot better if they're at home. The one thing that worries about me this weekend, going to Kansas City, they're expecting a snowstorm pretty much. Andrew Luck is not the same quarterback on the road that he is playing in the dome at home. I think the Colts keep it close. I like them to cover the spread, but at the end of the day, I got to go with the Chiefs to win the game.
Pauly Shore?
For me personally, Ryan,
I look at the fact that the Indianapolis Colts have a history of going into Kansas City and beating the Chiefs. 1995, when Jim Harbaugh was running the drill, beat him 10-7 when Steve Bono was the quarterback for the Chiefs.
Good
the
knowledge.
No punt game in 2003, Peyton Manning and the Colts, a dome team, they beat the Kansas City Chiefs. For me, I know there might be a snowstorm. I know Andrew Luck isn't the same guy on the road, but I gotta roll with the Indianapolis Colts because of the legacy of failure that is the Kansas City Chiefs and Andy Reid.
All right, good stuff. Very well said, man. All right, so I guess I got to be the tiebreaker. Dude, I'm going Colts, man. I'm going Colts. And I love Pat Mahomes. I do.
Well, it's not a bad idea when Pat Mahomes is trying to be the first Kansas City Chiefs quarterback to win a home playoff game since Joe Montana.
That's all. Just Joe Montana. That's all. All right, second game. Game that I was supposed to be at because it was supposed to be Bears-Rams. It's fine. It's fine, guys. I'm still doing fine in here. I'm good. I got to get through this weekend. I got to get through tomorrow. Once I get through tomorrow, I think I'm going to be okay. Because I was supposed to, like, after the show tonight, I was going to go home. I was going to sleep for a couple hours, and I was going to get up, and I was going to drive down to L.A. I was going to meet my buddies down there, and we were going to go to Bears freaking Rams. my buddy jokingly texted me. He's like, what time are you going to be down here? I was like, yeah, I'm going to. He's like, you still want to go? No. No, I do not want to see.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! All right, Rams-Cowboys. Now, we know last year Rams lost a home playoff game to the Falcons. We know that Dak Prescott has played some of his best football. We know that Todd Gurley is a little nicked up right now. We know that Ezekiel Elliott carries the ball like 57 times a game and doesn't ever show any signs of wearing down, like basically ever. Rams favored by 7. I'm taking the Rams. I think the Rams win this game, and I think this is the game where Sean McVay, I mean, they've had a full extra week to prepare. They learned from last year. This is the kind of situation, the kind of moment where you show us that you learned from last year and taking that loss. What do you got, Sean?
When was the last time the Dallas Cowboys made it to an NFC championship game, guys?
Probably 1996.
1996, 1995, when Troy Aikman was doing the drill, right?
Yep.
Sean McVay's got to prove that he's a genius this weekend.
Yeah.
And that the hirings of Cliff Kingsbury and Matt LaFleur, which sounds like a goaltender for the Montreal Canadiens, in all honesty.
Absolutely.
He's got to prove his worth. And the Los Angeles Rams and Todd Gurley are going to run the ball in this Cowboys defense and find a way to get the victory.
All right. What do you think, Marcus?
I'm right there also. I think with Todd Gurley, he took week 17 off. I mean, he's been resting for now 2-3 weeks.
And they got C.J. Anderson. He's dope.
Right? C.J. Anderson came out of nowhere. Shout out C.J. Anderson from the Bay Area.
No doubt.
But, you know, the Rams, with them getting healthy, I think they're going to do a good job. They have a defensive threat. They did average letting up about 5 yards per carry during the regular season. But I think in playoff football, I think in Aaron Donald and Ndamukong Suh, they're going to shut down Zeke. I don't trust Dak to win you a game in the fourth quarter. I got to go with Goff. I got to go with McVay. I got to go with this high-power offense. I'm going with the Rams as well.
All right.
Shout out Oakland, California.
Oh, wait, no. Isn't CJ, isn't he from Vallejo? Is he from the V-Town? Oh, well, dude, don't worry. I got him covered then.
Hurricane, but you can call me.
It's my jam right there. All right, so there we go. We all got the Rams in that one. All right, let's go Sunday. Chargers, Patriots, the Bolo tie versus the GOAT. Boy, Phillip Rivers. I picked the Chargers to lose to the Ravens last week. I was colossally disappointed in the performance of Lamar Jackson. I just thought that Ravens defense was going to step up. I mean, they had beat him in L.A. a couple weeks before. This Chargers team knows how to play on the road. 8-1 now with the win last week. I don't think the Patriots are that same team that they've been in the past. Chargers had a better record in the regular season, but this is great because you got an 8-1 road team versus an 8-0 home team. Of course, the weather's always going to be a factor in Foxborough. Boy, my heart is telling me Chargers, but my mind is telling me Brady. How could you not bet Tom Brady in Foxborough? I'm going Brady. I'm going Patriots in Foxborough. Pauly Shore, what do you got?
If there was ever a game where I hoped Bane from the Dark Knight Rises showed up and wreaked havoc on Gillette Stadium like he did to Heinz Field, it would be this one. One of the most hated rivals for the Raiders with the Los Angeles or San Diego Chargers, whatever you want to call them, and the New England Patriots, who you are welcome, New England. We started your dynasty.
We started it.
They finished it, though.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
And you know what? I got to roll with the Patriots. I know they're not as good as they have been in years past. I know Julian Edelman and Rob Gronkowski are shells of themselves, but they still got the hoodie, and they still got the golden boy.
Yep, and they still got Sony Michel, too, who's pretty damn good in his own right. What do you got, Mark Cousin?
That's where I'm going to. With Sony Michel, this offense seems like it's better than ever, having a run game. If they can get the lead early, they can win this game. It was a good point you mentioned. Yeah, the Chargers are 8-1 on the road, but the Patriots were the only home team to go undefeated this whole entire season.
Yeah.
And then you got the Chargers, I bring it up last week, having to go cross country, coast to coast, play at 10 a.m. in the morning against the Ravens. Well, guess what? They got to do it again this weekend against New England, against the Patriots. I don't see it happening. Tom Brady is 7-0 in his career against Phillip Rivers.
Yep.
I think they got this in a bag. Bill Belichick, book another AFC championship. I'm taking the Patriots over the Chargers. Because one last thing, as a Raider fan, it doesn't matter if they're in San Diego or Los Angeles.
Screw
they're always the San Diego super chokers. If Phillip Rivers in the playoffs, you can't take him. Yeah, he's going
to
choke again.
I love how we always have to qualify remarks as Raider fans by saying, as a Raiders fan, Drew Hoffer talked about it one time. Right. He was like, it's like you're at an AA meeting. You're like, hi, I'm Sean. Hi, I'm Marcus. We're all Raider fans here. We're all friends, allies.
Good stuff. Oh, and I'm not betting against Tom Brady. I'm just not. I can't do it. I've seen this too many times. I was going to say something else, but I forgot because your AA comment was actually kind of funny. All right, so we all think the Patriots are going to beat the Chargers. And what does it say about Phillip Rivers? Oh, that's what I was going to mention. You hit on something. I talked to Kevin Harlan last night, and he brought up a really good point. The Chargers management didn't have the wherewithal to say, if we beat the Ravens, you know, that team on the East Coast, we're going to play, in that inclement weather, you know, being a team from Los Angeles, we're going to play another team on the East Coast. So why not make preparations to keep our team on the East Coast? You know, keep the body clock, practice outdoors in the weather. No, let's bring everybody back to L.A., do some practices, get our game plan in our lavish facilities where the L.A. Galaxy, where's the house Zlatan built, okay? And then let's get everybody in the plane and fly to the furthest reaches of the East Coast. That doesn't make any sense. That move might cost him. All right, Patriots win that game for sure. All right, and then it's got to be the Saints, right? But could you just see somehow, some way, Drew Brees on a – you know, Michael Thomas on a final drive got a ball bounce off his shoulder pad, flies up in the air, and like Fletcher Cox grabs it and runs it like 80 yards for a touchdown, and the Eagles beat the Saints like 23-22 or something absurd like that. Couldn't you just see it?
There's a part of me that thinks that big Dick Cheney Nick is going to find a way to get this done. There's a part of me that believes it. My dad, he's a Philadelphia Eagles fan, so I know he's really hoping that they can pull this off.
Screw the Eagles fans. But they just got a Super Bowl.
But they've been suffering for so long.
So what? They haven't been suffering for the last 12 months.
Look, Nick Foles could end up being Jim Plunkett 2.0.
Stop.
All right? Just being a backup quarterback and winning two Super Bowls and somehow get an argument for the Hall of Fame, which Jim Plunkett should be in, by the way. But you got to roll with the Saints. Best team in the league. Best offense. Yes, you can pass on them, but you are not going to be able to run on them, and the magic will run out for big Dick Cheney Nick and the Eagles.
All right, Marcus.
Yeah, I'm right there also. I think the fairy tale is up for Nick this weekend. He's been doing it oh so well over the past year or whatever, but honestly, the Saints have been my pick all year long. I think the Saints are going to win it. I think they're too hard to be in that Superdome at home. Drew Brees, it's his year. He finally gets another ring. I think the Saints are going to take care of the Eagles easily, and I'm looking for them to blow them out. They're going to get a double-digit win
against
the Saints this weekend.
You know, the guy that I'm a little worried about, and I know he's exciting and electric, but Alvin Kamara, just one 100-yard rushing game on the season this year. Just one. And I know they got the two-headed monster with him and Ingram, but, I mean, the guy had almost 200 carries on the year. 4.6 a tote is strong, don't get me wrong. But I think, you know, between Ingram and Kamara, they got to get these guys, you know, running that rock and keeping Big D Nick on the sideline for sure. And look.
What's wrong with saying Dick Cheney?
Nothing. You could say Big Dick Nick. I mean, whatever. Like, it's like 11:30 at night. Big Dick Nick. Dick. Like, it's good. See? We didn't explode, you know? We didn't go off the air. The thing that I love, though, is what Sean Payton did this week. Bringing in the money and the Lombardi trophy. Like, that was all time.
Busting out the big dick move.
Yeah, thank you. You got it. Exactly.
I'm not a fan of it, though.
Why?
They're professional athletes. Do they really need that much more motivation? They know what's on the line. Come on.
Ah, it's a great story. It's just because that makes you, like, that's when you know, like, it just reiterates and reinforces that your coach gets it and he's all in riding with you guys. And, hey, Bill Walsh was a master motivator. Like, the things that Bill Walsh used to do to motivate the 49ers are, like, legendary. This is when coaches earn their paycheck, man. And, look, I mean, really, you want to motivate the team, just roll tape of the Minneapolis Miracle. You're like, hey, you guys remember that? Yeah, that sucked out loud. Yeah, let's not let that happen again. And, by the way, we got it at home this time, so we can make sure. And they have home field throughout. Now, they went 6-2 at home this year, but they lost to Fitzmagic week one, and Drew Brees still threw for over 400 yards. And they lost to Carolina week 17, but that was with Teddy Bridgewater. So, yeah, I got the Saints winning big two. All right, good stuff, guys. Coming up on the other side, Drew Bennett, former NFL wideout, Miramani product in UCLA Bruin, played for the Titans, played for the Rams. Good dude, Bay Area guy. And so we're going to catch up with big Drew Bennett coming up next.
KNBR tonight on KNBR 680. The Sports Leader.